Oh, it's good to be sharing worship with you on the second Sunday in Lent. I am Fiona Bennett, a URC minister based at Augustine United URC in Edinburgh. We gather together to worship God.
We are on a Lenten journey from a wilderness to a garden, a journey of pruning and planting, of seeking and discovering. God of transformation and new life, in our Lenten journey, we offer you our worship and praise.
Holy loving one, as we journey with Jesus through the season of Lent, we remember the wilderness where the seeds of his calling took root as he planted wholeness rather than egotism, watered with integrity rather than achievement, and nourished with love rather than fear. We give thanks for Jesus' wise choices. We praise the Spirit's abundant growth. We worship you, Holy source of all life. As we travel through Lent, may we grow in Jesus' image, planting seeds of wholeness and turning away from egotism, watering with integrity and turning away from achievement, nourishing with love and turning away from fear. that we may be strengthened by your wisdom, flourish as we trust your abundance, and blossom in your loving companionship. We unite our prayers together in the Lord's Prayer, or Jesus' Prayer, using the form of words which are worshipful for us.
Reading from Genesis, chapter 15, verses 1 to 12, and verses 17 to 18. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield. Your reward shall be very great. But Abram said, O Lord God, what will you give me? For I continue childless, and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus. But Abram said, You have given me no offspring, and so a slave born in my house is to be my heir. But the word of the Lord came to him, This man shall not be your heir. No one but your own very own issue shall be your heir. He brought him outside and said, Look towards heaven and count the stars, if you are able to count them. Then he said to him, So shall your descendants be. And he believed the Lord, and the Lord reckoned it to him as righteousness. Then he said to him, I am the Lord who brought you from Ur of the Chaldeans to give you this land to possess. But he said, O Lord God, how am I to know that I shall possess it? He said to him, Bring me a heifer 3 years old, a female goat 3 years old, a ram 3 years old, a turtle dove, and a young pigeon. He brought him all these and cut them in two, laying each half over against the other, but he did not cut the birds in two. And when the birds of prey came down on the carcasses, Abram drove them away. As the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram, and a deep and satisfying darkness descended upon him. When the sun had gone down and it was dark, a smoking firepot and a flaming torch passed between these pieces. On that day, the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, "To your descendants I give this land, from the river of Egypt to the great river, the river Euphrates."
The Gospel reading is from Luke chapter 9, reading verses 28 to 43. Now, about 8 days after these sayings, Jesus took with him Peter and John and James, and went up on the mountain to pray. And while he was praying, the appearance of his face changed, and his clothes became dazzling white. Suddenly they saw two men, Moses and Elijah, talking to him. They appeared in glory and were speaking of his departure, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. Now Peter and his companions were weighed down with sleep. But since they had stayed awake, they saw his glory and the two men who stood with him. Just as they were leaving to him, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah," not knowing what he said. While he was saying this, a cloud came and overshadowed them, and they were terrified as they entered the cloud. Then, from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my son, my chosen. Listen to him." When the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone, and they kept silence, and in those days told no one any of the things they had seen.
Please pray with me. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts and minds be glorifying to you, God of love and of justice. Amen. Have you ever seen a sequoia tree? They are amongst the most massive trees on the planet. Thought to have originated in California, giant sequoias are amongst the oldest living organisms on Earth, with the very oldest giant sequoias considered to be about 3,200 years old. Incredibly old. Sequoia trees regenerate through seed cones, which they don't produce until they are at least 12 years old. Each cone takes 10 to 12 months to grow, and they remain closed for 20 years. It can take heat, sometimes a forest fire, for the cones to open and the seeds to come out and germinate. Sequoia trees grow very slowly. If you were to plant one, you would not see it fully grown in your lifetime. A sequoia planted today may help the health of the earth for future generations, but for today, the planting is an act of faith. Faith in the long game, which will play out after the planter is dead and gone. Sequoia trees remind us of the long story, or the long game, of faith. The two Bible stories we heard today are also about that long story of faith. Abraham and Sarah had responded to God's call, left their home country and travelled, all in the hope of a promise which met some of their deepest desires. They had no children. Now today we recognise that not every person or couple need to have children to be happy or complete. In the time and nomadic culture of Abraham and Sarah, having children was about survival. The basic and core infrastructure which enabled them to survive was their tribe, and mortality rates were high. Having children in your tribe was key to everyone's survival. Abraham and Sarah had no children. The sadness, failure, anxiety and shame which went with that must have been huge. So, God offering them an adventure with the reward of children would have sounded like water on droughted land, even if it did seem a bit incredulous given their great age. They left their home country and they journeyed, but still no pregnancy, still no child. The story we heard today is of Abraham and God cutting a covenant together. A covenant was an agreement between two parties sealed in the precious blood of an animal. In the covenant, God gave Abraham a visible sign of God's promise, very like rings at a wedding ceremony. The visible sign was to give Abraham courage to keep trusting, keep journeying, keep faith in God, even though it would be some time before he and Sarah had a child of their own. In the covenant, God planted for Abraham a sequoia tree of promise. The story we heard from Luke's Gospel showed the disciples and Luke's readers that Jesus' life and story is part of a much longer story planted many, many years before. Appearing on the mountain with Jesus was Moses, who led the Abraham and Sarah's descendants out of slavery to become a new people in a promised land. And also with Jesus was Elijah, who steered Abraham and Sarah's descendants back to be the people they were called to be. In the midst of Moses and Elijah was Jesus, who would free people and open the way to God's realm on earth and beyond to all. Like a sequoia cone opened in a forest fire, in Jesus' death and resurrection, the realm of God took root and began to grow, opening to all in faith. The story revealed that Jesus was part of that same long story of faith, which included Moses and Elijah, and offered the disciples, and us as readers, a visible sign of promise, which would become more tangible for everyone across time, in the cup offered at the Last Supper to seal the new covenant. Within the life of Jesus, the story of the Transfiguration offers the disciples a visible sign to carry with them in their minds and their hearts before they experience the religious and the civil authorities closing down on the threat that he posed to their authority. It was a moment, Rich in insight yet beyond explanation, quite confusing by Peter's reaction, for them to remember and hold on to when Jesus was discredited and killed. Just as it was for Abraham and Sarah, for the people who followed Moses and the people forging a nation who Elijah spoke with, there are times when being people of faith and the journey of faith and promise feels very long and uncertain. There are times when being a follower of Jesus can feel like an uphill struggle. When money seems to be the most powerful voice in the world, it can feel hard to have faith in God's way of justice. When we witness or experience dehumanisation or degradation, it can feel hard to have faith in God's way of love. When fear and violence dominate and devastate, it can be hard to have faith in God's way of peace. Having faith in God's way often does not bring immediate change. Trusting God's promise does not make life easy or pain-free, but it is trusting in God's long game, those sequoia seeds of hope planted in faith. And along the way, God, like in the covenant with Abraham and the transfiguration with the disciples, in that familiar bread and wine we share so often, in all of that we are reminded that despite how things may sometimes seem, the sequoia seeds of God's promise can be trusted to grow, and that justice, love and peace, God's realm of abundant life for all, is present and real today and always. Amen.
Thank you. Let us come before God with our prayers for the people. There is a response. When I say, "May your kingdom come," the response is,
"May your will be done on earth as in heaven."
God of hope, with Abraham and Sarah, we pray for all in our world who are searching for a home, for security and a supportive community. We think on people across our world today who are refugees due to war, violence and climate change. May your long story of hope strengthen them and transform our world. God of hope, may your kingdom come.
May your will be done on earth as in heaven.
God of love, with Moses we pray for all in our world who are held in bondage by addiction, abuse, poverty, oppressive laws and cultural norms. May your long story of love strengthen them and transform our world. God of love, may your kingdom come.
May your will be done on earth as in heaven.
God of justice, with Elijah the prophet, we listen for your voice calling humanity today to be the community and the people you created us to be, where all life can flourish. May your long story of justice strengthen them and transform our world. God of justice, may your kingdom come.
May your will be done on earth as in heaven.
God of peace, with Jesus we pray for all who are working in our world today for change through non-violence, vulnerability and grace. In our daily lives and in the long story of your world, may your way of peace steer us towards your realm where all will know abundant life. God of peace, may your kingdom come.
May your will be done on earth as in heaven. Amen.
As we receive our offerings, we sing.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures here. Praise Maker.
blessing. May the blessing of God Almighty, Creator, Christ and Comforter, be with us this day and every day. Amen.